Jackie, just a question or two about this tragedy down in Arizona. We're
learning a little bit more about this alleged shooter, and it doesn't look as though politics was behind it, that this guy was, you know, deranged. Does it change your feelings, or are the feelings of your peers knowing that it really may not have been political?
Well, I don't know that anyone ever suggested that it was political. I think what we said, or what many people said, what I certainly believe, is that regardless of what the motivation was of the shooter, that we have a responsibility as the leaders in this country, in the Congress of the United States, to tone down the rhetoric. It is not appropriate to call each other names on the House floor. It is not appropriate to use charged language and incendiary language. And that has to stop regardless. Now, it probably does raise a question on whether or not we have, you know, appropriate mental health services and whether or not people should be able to access magazines for semi-automatic guns when they have issues relative to mental health.
Jackie, as a survivor of a shooting, you're in a unique position to understand this. I'd like to get your personal take on this. I mean, what?
Well, it is a horrific event in our country's history, much like the mass murders in Guyana, much like the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy, and the assassination attempts on Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan. I mean, they're all horrific. It's interesting to note that many of them occur under circumstances that the shooter was not a full capacity. Having said all that, I think our prayers and our expressions of compassion to those families who've lost people in Tucson this weekend, to Gabby Giffert and her staff, and to the staff member's family whose life was lost, I mean, all of those are very important to offer. I mean, I remember back in those days, for me, after the Guyana shootings, that my heart was warmed. I was lifted by all the letters of support that came in. And I want to be there for Gabby when she returns to help her, overcome what I know will be a very traumatic experience. I mean, it's not one that you get over in a week or a month. It takes years. And I think anyone who's been a victim of a shooting, recognizes that it's a traumatic experience that lives with you for a long time. But having said that, it's an opportunity to become a survivor and to look at that experience as giving you a second lease on life. And that's certainly the way I looked at it and disavowed that I would never take another day for granted.
She was at a meet and greet with her constituents, which is something that is a valuable thing for, I'm sure, for you and for your colleagues. Is there concern about more security
I've held 5 town halls in the last few months. I've held a Congress on Your Corner event in my district just a couple of months ago. I'm not going to change the way I interact with my constituents. I think most members are not going to change the way they interact with their constituents. And I just want to make sure that my constituents feel comfortable coming to a town hall. I want to make sure my staff feels comfortable. And that means that we need to be responsible and assess death threats as they come in. And they do come in from time to time, and they should be assessed by law enforcement that has the wherewithal to make those kinds of judgments.